All right, it looks like we're back on the line. Good morning, everybody. It is Friday, August 5th. We have a great attendance of people on the line today. Thank you so much for investing your time away from your business for a little bit to work on your business. What an important thing to do. For the beginning of the call, as I always do, I'll just share some business guidance, advice, hopefully looked at as a little bit of expertise to help you grow your business, and then not specific to the CFC. I'm going to just offer some really great business advice that I've gathered since our last call and that applies to anything you're doing in your business. Then I'm going to cover some frequently asked questions from Corporate Fit Challenge coaches. My top two frequently asked questions are going to cover those. If you wouldn't mind just hitting star six, I can mute the lines from this end, but it's easier if you guys just hit star six. So yeah, I'll just do that. All right. I think we're back on. Yep, everyone else is muted. Excellent. Okay, so the plan for today, I'm going to cover some great business advice and guidance that I have been implementing in my business in the past month. It's always, business is always a learning journey, right? And I've been gathering some great information I want to share with you. Then I'm going to cover some frequently asked questions from Corporate Fit Challenge coaches. I am going to let my friend Ian McGriff, if he dials in, I'm going to let him jump on for a moment and share some information about a huge win he has right now in Indiana with a big business he's been working with. I'll try to get to him today while he's on. Then I'm going to unveil our new Corporate Fit Challenge website and make sure everyone has their login and password, and you can be amazed at what I've got out there for you. And then we'll open up the lines at the end for some updates, questions, and coaching. So with that, if you're on your computers, minimize them. Don't be going on the website yet. I promise I'll get to that. I want to cover some business advice first. All right, so hopefully you've got a pen and paper out. And what I want to share with you today is pretty exciting. I was at a huge convention a week ago in L.A. It's called Camp Do More. Doesn't that just sound like something you want to go to sometime? Camp Do More. It is hosted and put on by a woman by the name of Shalene Johnson. Many of you have heard me talk about her in the past. She's the creator of Turbo Kick, Turbo Jam, Shalene Extreme, Turbo Fire, top-selling beach body programs, really just a dynamo in the fitness industry, and now a motivational speaker and social media guru. So she's kind of branching outside of fitness and working more on personal and professional development and business. So this Camp Do More convention that I attended was some fitness, but a lot of self-development and business aspects. Her keynote speaker one day was a gentleman that you may know and some may not. His name is Wynn Claybaugh. Wynn Claybaugh, Wynn Claybaugh. He's many things, but he's known as a best-selling author of a book called Be Nice or Else. Be Nice or Else. It's a book about business. And he is the owner and founder of Paul Mitchell's schools, of all the teaching schools. He's got about 15,000 people employed in his organization, and it's like a $40-plus million organization. So he was the keynote speaker one day, and I believe his actual time slot was maybe like 75. I think it was just a little over an hour, and he spoke for well over 2 hours. He just had so much content, and everyone was literally like on the edges of our seats listening to what he had to say. He's just a motivational, interesting, unique guy with lots of great stories to back up his advice. So I'm clearly not going to give that depth. I'm going to give you about 10 minutes of what I took from him. And, you know, a lot of the advice that I take from speakers, writers, authors, just as you do, are things that we know. I mean, come on, when I go through this list with you today of the golden rules of work that he's come up with, come on, we know this stuff. But let me tell you, I have made some significant improvements since I returned from this trip because I've been focused on these things. They were put in front of me. I had to look at it, absorb it, think about it, and say, am I really doing all these things right now? And if I'm not doing these things, why aren't I? And could I be better? So I think a lot of business is being able to reflect and to look at yourself and figure out, am I the leader I want to be right now? Whether you're the leader of just one or the leader of many, all right, it starts with just leading you. Am I the leader I want to be right now, and could I be better? And I hope we always answer we could be better. So here are the things I took from Wynn Claybaugh. The golden rules of work. I hope you listen to this, absorb it, share it with other people, rate yourself on it, whatever you need to do. Number one, be on time. If the lines were not muted right now, I know I would hear laughter from people who know me. This is one I struggle with. Maybe you struggle with it too. I always feel like I can cram 5 more things in before my next event, before my next call. And the problem is that you never make anybody feel all that special if you're just showing up right when it's starting or if you're showing up late. So although I think that I'm trying to make a lot of people feel special and cram in a lot of things, maybe I'd be better off weeding out my schedule a little bit and just giving 110%, 150% to the things that I have time for that day. So number one, be on time. I've really been looking at that more. I've been putting my appointments in 15 minutes before they actually start, kind of tricking myself. I had a radio interview this morning on our local country. I'm in northern Michigan, all right, that's big time. On our local country radio station, I had a live interview on my facility, and I put it in my calendar for 8, so I got there at 10:02, and I thought the morning DJ was going to fall off his chair when he saw me. And he said to me, Trina, I'm used to you walking in as your radio interview is starting. And I said, you know, I decided I'm going to try to be early these days, and we had a nice conversation. He gave me so much extra airtime. I had an 11-minute on-air interview. It's normally like 2 to 3 minutes. So I think I got in good by just getting there early and conversing with him. So anyway, I can already see the fruits of my labor here on these golden rules of work. Number one, be on time. Make that person feel very special and not that you're rushing for them all the time. Number two, always be in a great mood. Think about that. Ouch. That's just not possible, right? Well, it is possible if you decide to fake it until you make it, right? Obviously, not every day is going great. I had an amazing day yesterday, lots going well, and I got a phone call later in the evening that just wasn't the highlight of my day. It was putting more work on my plate and was forcing me to rethink some things I'd been doing, to rework some proposals, some things that I, just really honestly thought I had wrapped up pretty well. So I wanted to leave work in a bad mood. I just wasn't happy about what I needed, you know, to do last night and then today to wrap this up. But I walked by the woman who's working at my front desk, Kelly, as many of you know, Kelly Bolin, and I don't feel like I was in a very good mood when I left here last night, and I didn't give her a great smile goodbye, and I just walked out. And I no sooner got to my car and realized, man, I'm not living the golden rule of work. And I sent her a quick message from my car and said, hey, I'm smiling now. I hope you are too. Have an amazing night. There's no obstacle that we cannot overcome. So think about that. Obviously, not every day is great. Not every phone call is great. Not every client session is great. But you can choose to be in a good mood, and that will affect the outcome of whatever you're working on. All right, number three, come to work prepared. Come to work prepared. Listen, this list is like rocking my world lately. Just when I think I'm on my game, I look at this and think, ooh, could I be more prepared for this? So today, unusual for my normal MO, before that radio interview, I came into work like an hour early and just sat down and wrote up my notes for the interview, and I emailed the morning announcer. I emailed him some interview questions and some bullet points, and I know that the interview went better because I took the time to come in an hour early and send that in. For this call today, I normally, you know, always have a theme and know what I'm going to cover with you guys, but today, if you could be sitting here in my office with me, I've got a full outline and things highlighted that I make sure that I want to cover today that I won't forget. So very prepared for my day today. So come to work prepared just means that things are going to go more smoothly than they would otherwise. I know that sounds so obvious. Obviously, we all felt better in high school when we had done our homework, if you can dial back that far with me. But sometimes we lose that later in life, and then we think that we can always just roll with the punches. All right, come to work prepared. Whatever it is you got to tackle that day, have your to-do list, your action list, your outline done. All right, number four, be informed. Be informed. That sounds so simple, but let me tell you, in my life, that I don't think that is simple. I have a lot of things going on at work and in the community with my family, and I'm not always up to date on what's happening. So I've been making an effort to check in with some key people and say, what do I need to know about this area of the business? And yesterday, I sat down and did some spreadsheets and things I don't normally enjoy doing to take a look at one specific area of my business, wondered how it was performing. I know that many of you do that all the time, but I don't, and I have accountants and people that help with the books and QuickBooks and all the stuff I hate to do, But I really needed to sit down and look at, is this program really rocking it for me or is it not? Am I spending too much on it? And I made some really key decisions. I made a really good decision about my new facility, Bay Urban. And just to start cutting back some of my expenses, I changed up how we're handling the janitorial services and cleaning down there. And that might not be huge, but I recognize that the days that we were really busy there did not line up with what I had set up for cleaning, and I could actually save some money on that by changing it. So being informed about what's happening in your business and making more informed decisions. Number five, golden rules of work. Whether you work for one person, yourself, or many people, these all apply. Number five, gossip is not allowed. Gossip is not allowed. Coming up on the elevator the other day with a woman at work. Yes, we have to take an elevator up to my health club. You cannot take stairs because we're in a medical facility and they go right through patients, right by patient rooms. So anyway, we're over it. We take an elevator up to the health club. Anyway, this woman looks at me and says, "Hey, I saw one of our members at this festival recently, and she was talking about what the person had on." And I just looked at her and said, "You know what people do outside of here is really their own business, and I'm sorry, I'm not interested," or something. I said it more polite than that, I hope, but something like, "Hey, I really don't want to know." And it wasn't one of my employees, and it was just another member she had seen, and she just wanted to gossip about it, and I wasn't interested, all right? So don't let gossip happen around you. Don't let it happen. You don't want to be pulled into it, right? You don't want people gossiping about you. Don't let it happen around you. And if you're just the one listening, you're still participating, all right? Gossip not allowed. Number six, golden rules of work, hold each other accountable. Hold each other accountable. I would say that there's a lot of things I can improve on, especially number one, being on time. But this one I feel like is something I've got a better handle on, and I can always improve, but I got a better handle on this. If you talk to my team, which I have an amazing team here at Bay Athletic Club, we are all about holding each other accountable. We meet every single Tuesday. For almost 3 hours we take out of our work week to just meet off-site, and it's all about, what did you have on your action list last week? Did it all get done? What's on your list for this week? What needs to happen? And we all feel the pressure of those deadlines, and that is why I feel like we are able to move some pretty significant mountains in this fairly small business, is that I have, you know, my inner team of five or six of us, plus lots of others who contribute on a more part-time level, but we are all really committed to holding each other accountable. And if you don't have something done, we actually have fines. So if there's one specific thing every Tuesday that we go over, that if it's not done, you're putting a dollar in the pot. It's obviously more out of, you know, you want the praise of getting it done, not the shame of not getting it done. And different things work for different teams. But find a way to hold each other accountable in your business. If it's you and one other person or you and a large team, whatever it is, you can say, "Hey, let's get our work done," or you can set up a system to get it done. And our system is, our deadlines are every Tuesday, and we hold each other accountable to it. All right? Number seven, resolve all personal challenges with love and compassion. All right, this is from Wynn Claybaugh, and I've been trying to really absorb this one. Resolve all personal challenges with love and compassion. I find that to be really interesting. Love and compassion are not normal things that we talk about in the workplace. Resolving personal challenges are often overlooked in the workplace as well. But I can see how at times in the business when I've had a personal challenge with a teammate, everybody wants to be defensive about it or point fingers at somebody else. And I've been making a better effort to sit down with the person. I just had a conflict with a staff member who felt recently that a project that she'd really taken ownership of had been taken away from her. Now, I didn't see it in the same way she saw it, and so we could have both been defensive about it, but I sat down with her and said, "Hey, thanks for bringing this to my attention. I felt that you were overwhelmed, and I needed somebody else to run this. Do you feel differently about it? I want you to feel good about what you're doing, and I don't want you to feel like something's been taken away." All right, I tried to offer more compassion to that discussion and to really listen to how she was feeling rather than be so black and white about it, that you don't have time, this person does. So thinking about that, resolving personal challenges with love and compassion. Okay, if you're just dialing in, we're listening to the Golden Rules of Work. This came from Wynn Claybaugh. He is the owner and founder of Paul Mitchell Schools. He has 15,000 people in his organization. He's on Larry King Live. He's a national author and speaker. I attended one of his seminars recently. Let's see. Number eight, be knowledgeable, literate, and articulate. A golden rule of work. Be knowledgeable, literate, and articulate. I am, man, this one speaks to me. I I don't know if I need to be more forgiving of this or I need to lighten up on this or what, but I really struggle when I have teammates not spell checking or using incorrect grammar, especially in the workplace, that I think that how we talk, how we write, how we communicate is how people view you and how people view your contribution and your impact and your intellect and your so many things about it. And I understand that it's okay to make mistakes, but I'm not okay with the subject line of an email being misspelled. And that I think that reflects on how seriously you take your business and yourself. So an example I have recently, I honestly had a staff person this past week who was sending me a really important, to him, a very, very important email about his role at my business and, you know, potentially some changes we could make to enhance that role. And the subject line of the email was, "My role at Bay Athletic Club," role spelled R-O-L-L. And I honestly couldn't read the email. I looked at it, I skipped over it, and it took me at least a day to get back to it. Because I was so thrown off that someone who was that interested in enhancing his role in the business wouldn't have thought about how to spell that word. And I'm not saying this to sound rude at all. I'm just saying, as a business person, do you look at that in how you communicate with people? And does that matter to you about how people communicate with you? So I have this discussion with him. I'm not just sharing this on a national conference call. Of course, I talked to him about it directly. And, you know, it's obviously forgiving and understanding of it, but just said, hey, that's my first impression of your email is a misspelling in the subject line, and yet you're wanting me to talk about, you know, not even a raise, but you know, a greater workload here. So anyway, thinking about that, be knowledgeable, literate, and articulate. Number 10, always look the part of a professional. Always look the part of a professional. Now listen, this may surprise you, but I've had, or maybe not, but it may be some of you do this as well, but we have a pretty lax dress code here at Bay Athletic Club. We had, this is past tense now, we had a pretty lax dress code here. We're at a health club. I know that people like to dress like they're at a health club. It's pretty casual clothing. And I've always been of the mindset that I want to look like we're at a business. And so I've struggled with what I should tell people to wear to work because I want them to dress their personality. But I would rather have us look like we're at a business in nice business attire than at a gym. And that's obviously much different from most gyms across the country. So I have been trying to, for the past 5 years, tell people to dress business casual. That means potentially wearing a nice shirt and dress pants. That's fine with me. I don't mind if the person at my front desk is actually dressed up and looking professional. Well, the problem is by not having a really clear dress code, by just saying, please dress business casual, we end up with the range that you can imagine, all right? I mean, just completely inappropriate work attire, you know, people coming in for tours, and we don't look professional. So I don't know why it took Wynn Claybaugh to say this, you know, a couple weeks ago at this seminar, for me to come back and say, scratch that, we're going to all logo wear, which I'm sure all of you on the line are like, well, of course. But so now the front desk, I obviously have to wear just all logo wear. I'm even picking colors that they need to wear, and then fitness pants or nice jeans. And then the management team either needs to be in logo wear or dressed up. So I don't know if this is relevant to you or not, but do you look the part of a professional? Just because we work in fitness, I do not believe that means we're always walking around town in sweats or in fitness attire. I want to look the part of a professional. My profession happens to be fitness, but I'm not literally always working out. So think about that, especially those of us and all these people on the line today who want to be involved in corporate wellness, certainly when you're doing your presentations, but even as just being somebody out and about in the community, do you look like you always just came from the gym? Or can you look the part of a business professional? It might mean investing in some new clothes. It might mean looking more professional and more business-like and less like someone who just walked out of a yoga class or someone who just got off the treadmill. All right, so anyway, looking the part of a professional, I think, is critical. And then the last two I want to cover from Wynn, he said, number 11, be professional always. Be professional always. Everyone takes this in a different way. I think that we have a pretty fun, lighthearted workplace. We laugh a lot. You know, we tell jokes. It is a fun workplace. But I guess I feel like I'll think a little bit more about, are we crossing the line of being, you know, unprofessional? If people walk by the desk and we're laughing, is that looking unprofessional? Or if we're, you know, high-fiving each other in the hallway or whatever it is. Anyway, look look professional and always be professional. To me, that means more so not getting catty, not criticizing, not yelling, obviously, in the workplace or with coworkers. Be professional always. And then the last one, he said, of a golden rule of work. This comes from Wynn Claybaugh, number 12, golden rule of work, keep your personal life personal. So everyone views this differently as well. I think that our team is a pretty tight-knit team, and so this one I need to really think about. We certainly do intermix our personal lives and our work lives here. We definitely, you know, get together as a team, and I haven't seen that be problematic, but I can understand where that advice comes from. I don't know. It depends on what kind of dynamic you have on your team and with the people you work with. Certainly, you know, my whole world doesn't revolve around these same people when I have friends outside of work, but we also, you know, we do socialize. So his suggestion was not to socialize and not involve your personal life at work. So think about that and think about how that might relate to you or any changes you might want to make. I can tell you out of the 12 golden rules of work, I highlighted 6 that I specifically have been focused on and doing things differently in the past, actually 2 weeks of being back from this convention. So I hope there's something that you are willing to do with that information, because we only grow and get better when we take a critical look at ourselves. All right? So that's from Wynn Claybaugh, author of Be Nice or Else, and those are his golden rules of work. All right, next, I want to cover the I don't see Ian on the line right now, so I'm going to keep going here. Ian, hold on.
I'm here.
Oh, I just unmuted you. Ian, go ahead. Give him the quick rundown on what has happened in Indiana at the business that you've been working on.
All right. Well, I'm in Columbus, Indiana, which is about 30 minutes south of downtown Indianapolis, and we have a large diesel engine company that is probably responsible for 70% of the employment in our area, called Cummins Diesel. I'm sure a lot of people know what Cummins Diesel is, and they work, you know, on diesel engines. So there are about 7 locations just in the city of Columbus, and then there are some more in the surrounding area of Bartholomew County. And we made a connection with somebody who is actually what they term a health champion at the Cummins Fuel System location. And we met up with them and got in as a part of a health fair that they were having. And we approached them with the idea of the Corporate Fit Challenge, and they bit really hard on it. And we had, I believe, 12 people participate in the first CFC that we had, and it went over extremely well. And when we took before and after pictures, and we made them fun and lighthearted, had people flexing and those types of things. If we had spouses involved, we took, you know, spouse couple pictures and things like that. So when we presented them with a Corporate Fitness Challenge kind of like celebration poster to keep at their location, they took it to their plant leadership team, and they were blown away by what they saw, what the numbers were and what the pictures looked like, and just the smile on their faces and things like that. So what we've done is we've been working for the last few months to try and get things set up so that we can have multiple Corporate Fit running with all of the locations, or any others that we can get into. So we've created a one-day, actually it's like a 3-hour event on a Saturday, and this is going to be kind of like the appetizer before the meal. So we're just going to kind of set people up, have some fun with it, and it was initially just going to be fuel systems, and fuel systems are getting such good response from their employees about things that we have helped them incorporate through their health champions that other locations are taking notice in our area. So they're asking, what are you doing differently? And they're saying that it all started with their work with our location. So now all other locations in the area are looking at taking part in this one-day event, as well as booking Corporate Fit Challenges from there. So we're
Ian, what would you say is that is such a huge advancement in what's happened on there. What would you tell the people on the line right now? There's a lot of people on. Give them 2 pieces of advice as to how you can create something great with the Corporate Fit Challenge.
I would say, obviously, it's what you do within that 6 weeks initially, how you foster those relationships, how you get to know those people, and how you get to know what their role is in the business and how you can help them take steps forward with their business. And just, you know, from the follow-up standpoint of, okay, the challenge is over, now what do we do? You know, keep sending them emails and talking to them. And, you know, we've gone golfing with John and I, our membership coordinator, have gone golfing with the two health champions because they love to play golf, and so do we. And it's just a great time to say, you know what, don't forget, you know, forget about all the stuff with Cummins right now. Let's just go have a good time and go golfing because it's something that we share in common. So it's just trying to continue to foster that relationship. And then they want to work with you. You know, they want to continue to work with you and be a part of what you're doing. So I think the biggest thing is, in regards to the follow-up is just continue to be a part of their life in some way, shape, or form.
That's so amazing. So let me just clarify one thing, or just not clarify, but summarize something that Ian has been working with this company and working on this company for. Ian, how long has it been that you initially got the idea of working with Cummins?
Well, as soon as I heard about the program, I wanted it to be with Cummins because they're huge. But I would say we've been working with fuel systems specifically for probably 6 to 7 months.
And I would say it's been a year since you initially, thought about implementing the program with them. That it's been
absolutely.
You know, I guess the point is that it doesn't happen overnight. Mm-hmm. But Ian is constantly taking action to make it happen. And when he got his first one off the ground with a handful of people, you know, we've said this on calls before, but really one really great challenge leads to many, many others. And it's all about the personal relationships that you develop with those people that's going to grow it more than any flyer, more than any snack bag or anything else you can do to get in the door. It's getting that first one done on a small scale even has led to, I told Ian last night when I talked to him, that you're going to be turning business away. And you're going to be so busy, you're going to have to set up new systems and have more trainers helping you out. But, hey, isn't that better than pounding the pavement and always looking
Absolutely.
For new customers? Right, Ian?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the possibilities that come with working with Cummins are, you know, exponential, really. And that's something that we're really, really excited about. Is using this program on a continuous basis, because I was telling Trina last night, you know, one plant, you know, fuel systems, for example, I think employs about 1,500 people. You know, that's a lot of people that we could eventually get to and just run the program over and over within that one plant alone, not to mention, you know, all other locations in the area. So
it's amazing. I love it.
Just turn it over.
Cool. Ian, I know you have a client. Hopefully you can stay on for a little bit longer. I've got some other great stuff to cover. I continue to talk fast. And then I'll open up the call lines for everyone else who's still on. I'll open up the call lines in about 10 minutes. So hang with me here for a moment. And thank you to Ian for sharing his success with Cummins. Be patient. Continue to take action. Use one amazing corporate challenge to drive the others and foster that relationship. All right, my top two commonly asked questions. I want to make sure I cover this on this call today. Somebody asked me to specifically talk on these two things and have it on a recording. Number one, how do you pay other trainers to help you with the program? If you are a solopreneur or you own your own business and you're doing these and you need some help, my suggestion is that you hire other trainers. You can hire them as independent contractors. They don't have to be your employees for this. Certainly if you have employees, that's great too. And pay them a flat rate per person who they coach. So if you take on a team of 10 people from a bank, and you need that trainer to coach 5 of them for you, you're going to pay them a flat rate per person. A going rate might be about $75 a person. For those of you charging, you know, less than $150 for the program, which I hope people are not, you know, maybe it's $50 a person that they're coaching. But, you know, about a 50-50 split. So, you know, 60-40 in that ballpark. So you're paying a flat rate. Why does this matter? Because people assume that because personal trainers, charge $50, $60, $70 a session that they're taking home that much. Well, it's not true. Personal trainers working at a facility are not taking home $60, $70 a session for the most part. They're taking home $25 or $30 maybe. All right, so what we're looking at is not just an hourly rate for a trainer to coach somebody. I'm not even relating this to an hourly rate. I'm saying for $50 or $75, I'm handing you somebody, which is golden, which is key. Trainers, for the most part, we don't like to market. We don't like to pound the pavement. We don't love to be looking for clients and handing out business cards all the time, walking the floor. So to be able to say to my trainers here, hey, here's a team of six people. I'm handing them to you. It's already set up for you. Here's when you show up and meet with them. You know, it makes their life a lot easier. So I also pay them up front for the people that they coach. So they'll get a nice check of, you know, $500 right up front, and then they get to spread the workload over the course of 6 weeks. They're meeting with people, you know, an hour for the first session and 2 30-minute follow-ups. At least that's what we do. You can have your trainers meet with them one-on-one, or if you need to cut your cost a bit, you can have them meet with them as a full group. And you could, you know, even cut the cost down that you pay them if they're meeting with the team in a team of five as opposed to individually. Hopefully everyone's following me here. If you're coaching five people, you can meet with all five individually for an hour, or you can meet with the full group for maybe an hour and a half, and it's more of a group coaching session. You got to do what works best in your business. Here, I believe the one-on-one approach is the best. If you can afford that and you can make that happen, you can put that time in your schedule. If not, don't not do it. Double negative. No one likes that. Don't let that prevent you from doing this program, all right? If you need to coach people as a group, coach them as a group. Get to know them. Get them to know each other. So pay a trainer a flat rate. What are the perks? The perks are that you're going to hand them the team. They don't need to try to recruit it on their own. And number two, it's coaching and not personal training. They're not writing up like really detailed workouts for 6 weeks. They're writing up one workout and taking that person through it and teaching it to them. And then they're helping them with their homework and they're email coaching them. All right? So flat rate for the trainers that you're working with. Make it clear up front what the expectations are and feel confident that you don't have to hand away all of your revenue to have someone train or and help coach for you. All right? Number two frequently asked question is, what is the time commitment of this program? What is the time commitment of this program? Listen, this program is done at larger facilities like the MAC, Maryland Athletic Club, and individual trainers like Gene Sherman, Amy Sorensen, Andrea Diaz, lots of others, individuals doing this program. So your time commitment is going to match what you have available in your business right now, right? So think about this. If you are coaching a team of 10 people, it's going to take a couple of hours on the front end to set up a presentation, to get in the door to talk to people. Once you're there, you're not there very long, but there's a couple hours of work to get there. That means making some contacts in a company, talking to your clients about where they work, asking if you can get in and talk to their coworkers. Then it's actually going that day and talking to them. That's bringing some paperwork with you to leave with them with a start date in an application. All right, there's a couple hours on the front end. Then there's follow-up time. So maybe you've got an hour or two of follow-up, phone calls or emails to the company to try to get on their schedule to get your challenge off the ground. So there's a few hours of admin work before you even start, obviously. All right. Then you've got to organize a kickoff, and you've got to lead a kickoff. So that's another couple hours of a kickoff. And for us, we have it down to a science, so we're pretty time efficient when we do this now. But initially, it's going to take you a little bit longer to get your packets together, to get a roster together, to set your teams, to have everyone meet at your company or meet at their company or your business or at the park or wherever you're doing this, and to lead a kickoff. And that's going to be at least an hour of a kickoff, and I'd say a couple hours of prep work. So we're up to 4 or 5 hours before you've started. However, time efficient is during the program. During the actual 6 weeks, you are meeting with people either individually for an hour, or you're meeting with them in groups or in pairs or in trios. Plan on about an hour of coaching per person on the high end, and then 2 30-minute coaching sessions thereafter. All right, so hopefully those of you who are struggling to figure out the time commitment that's involved here are taking some notes. An hour of coaching per person in that first week and 2 30-minute follow-up sessions thereafter. That's the most amount of time you're going to spend. Many trainers do not do it the way we do it here. They do not meet with people one-on-one. Many trainers and clubs have people meet in groups, and that obviously drastically reduces your time. I would suggest if you can make the time for one-on-one, you're going to make a better connection and have a better chance of keeping people on long-term. But it depends on if you're just trying to get people in the door or if you have a system set up where you're really trying to retain them. Depends on what your focus is, right? And then the coaching, the additional time involved would just be some email coaching along the way. Can't imagine that's more than 20 or 30 minutes a week of just sending some emails out to your team. and then the optional group workouts that you can either lead yourself or have other people help you lead. We do those once a week, so that's another hour a week. At the end, you've got a finale. The finale is maybe an hour and a half long, and there's probably an hour and a half of prep work to capture weight and measurements and fill out certificates. All right, so hopefully the teaching points there are that you can make this fit your business. This is not a 40-hour-a-week job. This isn't a 20-hour-a-week job. This is probably a 5-hour-a-week job done well. All right, so hopefully those two things, how do you pay trainers and what's a time commitment? I hope that was helpful for people. And last thing I want to do before I open up the lines, I really, if you're at a computer right now, would really love for you to go to corporatefitchallenge.com. corporatefitchallenge.com. If you haven't been there lately, it's an all-new, hot off the press, just opening it up to you this morning. I've been working on it behind the scenes. Super excited to hear your feedback. CorporateFitChallenge.com. In the bottom right-hand corner, it's going to ask you to log in. Hopefully, I've got everyone's logins ready for them. It should be your first initial and last name. First initial and last name. And your password should be Fast Track. One word, Fast Track. I'm not sure if everybody is up and running on it. I've had my virtual assistant, Deirdre, who's just amazing, and my program director, Kelly, working really hard on getting everybody access to the Corporate Fit Challenge website. All right? If you're trying to log in right now and you're not able to log in yet, I promise you, you'll have access today. Those of you who are logged in, whether you're listening live right now or listening later, I want to tell you a couple key features. Only people involved in this Fast Track, those of you involved in the monthly Fast Track who are on the phone calls, getting the Google group access, getting the newsletters, those of you who are staying on this mini mastermind group, only you have access to the entire website. The spots that you have access to exclusively are under resources. Everything in the kit is now going to be up under resources. So all the forms, all the documents, all the waivers, all the certificates, all the logos, everything right there, easy, easy to access digitally. Everything opens up, for the most part, in a Word document, so you can easily edit it, and you don't have to keep track of that CD I sent you, and everyone loses them and calls me, no big deal. But now it's up on the website under Resources. Other key features under Audio are all of the recorded conference calls. No longer do you have to try to download that link that I send you. They're all uploaded to the website with a description of what I covered that day and a simple button that says play. If you want to share this with other people on your team, of course, they can listen as well. Can't send this to other trainers, not involved in our program, of course, but if you want other people on your team to be listening to the calls, all right, excellent. All the calls are there with a description. I hope you love that part. Then under video is going to be, you have to type in CFC video. It says it right there to get access to the video, but that's a coaching video for me. Really helpful. It's on a DVD, but if you didn't put in the DVD when you got it, all the videos are going to be right here. So it's just tons of different coaching videos from me, behind the scenes look at the CFC, how to get in the door, how to get started, sample presentations. I'll talk you through a presentation, all of that right there under the video link. All right? The other things that are up there, let's just check it out. If you're on the home link, you'll just see a video from me, and then you'll see a couple of CFC success stories. These are trainers and club owners who have sent me success stories, and I greatly appreciate it. That's Tim Rohde on the top from Maryland Athletic Club, and Gene Sherman from NXS Fitness right below. Two really great testimonials that I appreciate them sending in. I would love to feature any of you. So if you want to send me a one-minute testimonial on how the Corporate Fit Challenge is helping your business, I promise you I'm going to get this website out there wide and far. So if you want some recognition for your business or what you're doing, I would love your testimonial. All right. The About link, you don't need to know about me in the Fast Track. You guys already do know that. But I hope to get a roster up of our Fast Track or at least pinpoints on the globe of where people are from, because we are really from all over the globe. Under Expertise, this is a great link and something I hope you find very valuable. Under Expertise are all of the articles we've ever written in our newsletters for 2011. So all of my tips, all of the fitness tips, all the promotion tips, all the coaching tips that we have offered from my entire team here. Man, everything up there and organized in a really simple-to-read blog. So if you are looking for ways to promote the corporate fit, you're going to go to promotion tips. If you need some motivation and inspiration to get rocking with this business or you want to share it with other people, go to my tips and read some of my articles. All right, next one, success. If you click on headquarters for success, you'll find all the ones that we've done here in recent history. I don't have all 80-some up here, but probably just the ones from 2011. If you click on any of the stories, the video from that also comes up. So, hey, if you need to show somebody how wide and far this program is spreading and how many different kinds of people do it, they can see this website. Anybody can go to Corporate Fit Challenge right now and see the home, about, expertise, and success links. So if you're talking to a business and you want to say, hey, listen, HR director or whomever you're talking to, your inside contact, pull up CorporateFitChallenge.com right now. Take a look at success. Take a look at how many kinds of businesses, from credit unions to McDonald's to a hospital to an engineering company to a local service club to the senior center. Have them just look, real pictures, real people. It's okay initially that they're not yours. It's okay initially that they're not yours. Just show the power of the program. However, many of you can show your own by going on this website. If you go to success and go to the national link, there's all the stories I've collected from you guys just in the past year. So we've got Gene Sherman, Allison Shoemate, Angie Amador, Ian McGriff, lots of people up there, Doug Krieger up there. So if you want to be featured here, send me an article. Send me an article and a picture of your the result of your effort. Easy to do that. Right on the website, there's a place for you to submit to Sarah Oskey directly. Okay, we love getting pictures of your programs. We love being able to share that with other people. And if you click on Success International, this is one I want to, of course, beef up even more. Right now, the one we have up there is from our friend Marie in St. Lucia. And we definitely have other international clients. Oh, my gosh, I need to have all my Canadians up here. What's going on, Canadians? I need you on this link. So those are success stories. The other links that hopefully you can see once you log in, first initial last name with the password Fast Track, you'll be able to see resources, audio, video, and there's a link called Users, and this is three simple explanations from me on video of who uses the Corporate Fit Challenge and how they use it. So my main three audience of people who use it are fitness professionals, meaning personal trainers and club owners, physical therapists using this in their clinics as their cash-based wellness program, and beach body coaches, people who are independent beach body coaches who promote beach body products and nutritional products and fitness programs. This is a great way for those of you who do that to give some structure to your beach body business and to do a six-week challenge, including some beach body programs in your challenge. So those are the three main audiences of people using the Corporate Fit Challenge, and that's right up there on the site. All right, I'm going to unmute the lines. I have been talking nonstop. I hope you've gotten some great information. Let me unmute. Hey, we're back on. We had 22 people on the line to start with, and I think we are down right now to about 12 on the line here at the end. Most people that logged off right around 11:30. So they caught the first half hour. But again, this will be live up on the website later today. So let's do a quick roundtable for those of you who are on the line right now and tell me what you're up to, what questions you may have, or some feedback on the call or the website. Let's start with, let's go to, who's calling in from, oh, I could figure this out on my list. 410, is that someone down at the MAC? Who's on from the MAC? Give us your update.
Hi, Trina. It's Maria, Jeff, Vlad, and Justin. The whole team is here.
Yay!
We have an exciting weekend coming up. On Sunday, we are doing a finale and a kickoff. And we have kind of staggered it. It's about 30 minutes in between the two because we're hoping that we want the kickoff to hear the finale, parts of the finale, after we get through the personal parts of it. So, very big weekend for us. I did want to mention to you, and I think I had sent you the email, but we had real success. Our vice president of marketing along with Tim, myself, and a few others, we composed an email that we thought was really great that we sent out to our membership base. Got a lot of hits from it. It advertised the Corporate Fitness Challenge, and that's actually the group that's going to consist that makes up our kickoff on Sunday. But what was really great about that is, you know, the people that are going to be doing the kickoff this Sunday, they're varied. They're from different companies. But we have a couple in that group that are helping us get into their companies to do something later just with the employees of individual companies. It worked really well. I was surprised the minute it went out. I'm sitting at my desk, and I had about 9 or 10 hits.
Oh, that's amazing. You know what I need to do? I'm realizing this as you're talking. I need to take that. That was such an amazing email that you sent with so much incredible coaching and advice in it. I'm going to send that to Deirdre, who's the virtual assistant who's been working on the website, and see if I can add that to the resources link as a sample, you know, or under the promotions link, maybe I'll put it as a way to promote the challenge. Here's a sample email that you guys sent out to your membership. If you don't mind, I may do that.
Not at all. And we're going to send it out again for the fall. We're just really excited. And then, of course, we've got that really big group that starts up in a couple of weeks. It's a company that's going to be paying 100% for their employees, so it's about 30 employees. So it's really working for us, and I'm very excited about the website, as are all of my colleagues.
Yay! I can't believe you got a company with 30 people doing it and they're paying 100%. Tell us quickly how you made that happen. Was that their idea? Did you put that out there to them? How did that happen?
Do it. I just said, would you consider paying? It's paying for the employees to do it. And, you know, we talked back and forth, and the real nice thing is since she's paying for it, she wants them all to act, you know, take part in it. So every Thursday at 3 o'clock, she's going to let the employees leave early to come to the mat, which is right down the street, to put in their hour and a half, and then go back.
That's amazing. Oh, I love success stories. Did you hear that brilliant advice? How did she get the employer to pay for it? She just asked. Isn't that so true? Sometimes we just got to put it out there, be bold enough to believe that this program is so powerful, it will change their business. It will change their employees. You might as well ask them to pay for it. I love it. Go, Mac. We've got some other people on the line. Thank you for that input. Thank you all for taking the time to dial in today. And let's see what other questions and comments people have. Let's see. Do we have Jean and Mary on?
Jean is here today, not Mary.
Hi, Jean. What's up? Fill us in.
I just got back from vacation, so that's what's going on with me. But Mary and I, as I said on our email last week, had finished a pretty busy 3-month stretch that started in April and just ended a couple weeks ago with three back-to-back-to-back CFCs, total over 70 employees, which actually was just two different companies. We had one community college, which we actually did two CFCs where we did took a 3-week break while Mary and I started another company, which was like 40 employees. We got that one started about 3 weeks into it, and then we started a second round with our second round of the community college, which the community college one has really made a massive success for me, more so because it's been a local company. The one I did, the big company, was about an hour away.
Okay.
Not that it wasn't a success, but the one with FCC is local, which has led people into my boot camps. And I can foresee kind of like what Ian was talking about.
Yeah.
Really, the CFC being their wellness program all year round.
Love it.
It's pretty much once we finish one, when are we starting the next one? Which could possibly not only turn into that, but they're also willing to pay for additional exercise for me to come out and do additional boot camps on campus at lunchtime. So that alone really could, not that I'm not wanting to expand other businesses, but that alone could have essentially one company all year round between not only the boot camps on campus, but also the CFC program on a yearly basis. That's how much they've enjoyed it, how much they believe in it, how much they've enjoyed the camaraderie with each other and getting to know the employees of the campus better. You know, as a college, yeah, there's a lot of departments that work together, but you get to know people in other departments. So, you know, not only the health success, but just building the camaraderie within the business has been a huge success. We've had the VP of Human Resources, the VP of Admission do it. So it's been a huge success on all levels. So we're in the midst of setting another September start date as they start to get back into college for another third round of the CFC with them and maybe establishing it as a year-round program.
That's amazing. Gene, I hope people who were on the line earlier aren't hearing that. I'm going to send this recording out, remind them that listen to what you're hearing from Maryland Athletic Club and from your business about the potential of this to really drive your business and really to give your business some amazing focus and not have to run around trying to get one client from here and one client from there and one new member here and one new member there. The power of working with just a business is just, it makes life so much easier, and I can absolutely see your long-term success with the community college and really not needing or even wanting it at some level to do a lot of other corporate wellness outside of that, that to really just go deep in that niche and really dig in there and offer the best you can and be known as a go-to person for the college.
That's right. And one thing I want to touch about, you're talking about the things that you are learning as far as smiling every day. I think that's a huge one. And I can certainly attribute to, the success is doing that and taking everything that you do on a daily basis. And once you leave your house or wherever you're leaving from and leaving that there and putting on your motivational face, so to speak, when you get there. I'm in the midst of trying to get a club open for the last year, and it's a nightmare dealing with, landlords and leases and build outs and permits, and that's something I could certainly let affect me. But, you know, once you leave, I mean, you got to be, people feed off of that. I mean, they absolutely do. And when you're there, I mean, you better be happy, because that's what drives death. They build off of how you feel. And that, and, you know, that, I think that right there is tremendous advice to always live on.
That's awesome. Thank you for taking note of that earlier and for weighing in on it. And it is fun to talk about things outside of just how to recruit for the CFC, but really just how to be a better leader and better business owner. All right. I know that we're almost out of our time, and I see we have a few people still on. I want to make sure they get a chance to talk. I think, do we have Tiffany on the line? Tiffany, are you still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Would you like to share any update, questions, comments?
Well, I recently just left my full-time position, so I've only been independent for about 3 weeks now. I really kind of wanted to get the corporate fitness challenge going probably back in June, just to kind of have something, so that way I was set up when I left. And it was kind of a slow start, but within the past 3 weeks, I've been sending out a lot of emails, and I actually have a really good lead with Athleta here in San Francisco.
What?
Yeah, so I've been doing community classes for them. And I just, on a whim, just sent the woman I had been working with an email just asking, if they would be interested in this program. And I know, being affiliated with Gap and Old Navy, they already have a lot of wellness programs.
Right.
But she wants to offer it for her in-store employees. And then she also wants to offer it to the community, like the customers that come in. That's really exciting.
That's beyond exciting. I'm going to fly out there just to get in that store.
Yeah.
I feel like
it would be perfect having launch parties there and, ending parties and little shopping sprees for people who have done good. And, yeah, I'm really excited about it. So we have a meeting set up for the 17th where we can really talk out the logistics. And ideally we want to start probably somewhere around the second week in September.
Oh, my gosh. Tiffany, that's so exciting. I got goosebumps for you. That's an amazing company and obviously someone that would be super fun to do business with. And the fact that she wants to do something for her own team and potentially her customers, that's wide open.
Yeah. I know. I was really surprised by it because I had been asking a lot of my friends and a lot of my clients and a lot of businesses here in San Francisco. They already have, a lot of wellness-based activities or, corporate memberships with gyms. So it's really hard to really kind of sell the program to them.
Yeah.
So I was really pleasantly surprised that she was really on board and super enthusiastic about it, and I'm really looking forward to it. So I think it's going to be a pretty big deal.
please keep us posted on the Google group.
I will, definitely.
Fast check. Yeah, I love updates. Sometimes we have dry spells of people sharing updates, and then once I ask for them, then everyone's like, oh, you didn't know? I just finished one yesterday. Oh, I got one kicking off tomorrow. But a lot of times people just email me directly those updates, and I love for that to go to the listserv. So, Tiffany, we're excited for you. I can't wait to hear how that goes.
Thank you.
And, gosh, that sounds like some really great momentum. Hey, there's somebody on the line, and I'm not quite sure. It's from area code 443-443. Who is that?
Yes, that's Meg Oster. I'm also from the MAC, calling in off-site.
Oh, hi, Meg.
The good news is that I have my laptop in front of me, and I've just checked out your website. I think that's going to be tremendously helpful, just inspiration, helping us, you know, get the program in front of people. Really looking forward to kind of digging deeper into that.
Oh, I'm so happy, Meg. You made my day. If Deirdre might...
Yeah, it really is terrific. What a great resource for all of us.
Oh, good. Well, thanks for saying so. And we can always add more to it. So now that I love the website and want to work on it more, if you have things that you guys want to add to it, any videos, I mean, really the sky's the limit of stuff that we can password protect and just have access to the people, you know, paying to be involved in the group. And then if there's information or resources that you think would be helpful to be able to show prospective clients, certainly I can add more to that angle as well. And then is that Deirdre on from 270? Who's 270? 270.
Hi, yes, it's me. It's Deirdre.
Oh, I thought it was. I just want to say hello, Deirdre. Deirdre, if anybody's interested in getting some help from an amazing virtual assistant who does rock star work for me, and I don't know, works all days and hours of the day and night, how could they reach you?
You can reach me at info@thevirtualoffice.com.
Now, don't make her too busy, people, because she is busy enough with me. But, no, she's great, and she's awesome at time management, and will handle a project for you. So if you've had something out there in your business that you want to get done, and talking anything, websites, flyers, anything you need done, contact Deirdre. She's been amazing and has really taken this whole project of redoing the website from the ground up. And I just send her content, and she makes it all happen. So, everyone, thank you for your time on the call today. Did I miss anybody who's still on who wanted to share an update? Dun, 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 dun. I think we've got to everybody. All right, check your email. You should have an email coming to you today that definitely has your, maybe you've already gotten it in your inbox, that lists your password or your login and your password. So some are first initial, last name. Some might be first name, last initial, depending on if we had some duplicates maybe in the group or whatever. So check for that. If you have any trouble logging in, please just email Kelly@BayAthleticClub.com. Email Kelly if you're having trouble with your login, and we'll make sure that it gets taken care of. I'd love for you to delve into the site and give us some feedback. An amazing work, everybody. If you would please, when you hang up the call today, go to Facebook and tag Corporate Fit Challenge in your post. Help us start spreading the word about this awesome program that you're involved in. I thank you for your time today. Everyone have an amazing, amazing Friday. Take care.